If you weren't here at the beginning of the first meeting, I think I stated that I'm not a pastor or speaker, I'm a plastering contractor, and it's amazing to me that I have had the privilege to stand before God's people so often here in the past 5 years and share this message, which I believe is important. I wasn't raised an Adventist, neither was my wife. We're the only Adventists in either one of our families, very few Christians even in our families. And I remember when I was struggling on whether I was going to be keeping the Sabbath or keeping Sunday, the next day I was to be baptized into a Sunday-keeping church, but I'd been studying with some very elderly Seventh-day Adventist people that were really straight in their doctrine. They asked us if we wanted to study the Bible, and we'd just become Christians and didn't know, not to say no to studying the Bible. They took us through Daniel and Revelation, and the Lord blessed, but they realized we were going to get baptized into this Sunday church, and they focused on Sabbath and Sunday, and I spent one night just trying to figure out why Sabbath was wrong and Sunday was right, and I knew there was nothing else that I could look at humanly, so I turned it over to the Lord. And in my early experience, the Lord used to, more often than now, clearly give me a piece of scripture that I knew He was speaking to me with. And I opened the Bible after a long prayer, and I knew that I was supposed to read Isaiah 56, 57, and 58. And I never went back to that Sunday church, ever. But in the very last part of that passage, Isaiah 58, is a promise that the Lord gives us if we will receive it. And it's verse 14, after He says, if you'll uphold the Sabbath, He says, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And that no doubt means something very specifically in the Bible, the heritage of Jacob, and I'm not sure that I understand what all that means, but more often than not, I have believed that the blessing, the heritage of Jacob that the Lord has given me in fulfillment of that prophecy was the privilege to stand before God's people so often and give them a message that I truly believe is present truth. And today you have heard just a very small piece of the pie of this overall message, and it's a very connected message from beginning to end that starts with Daniel 11, 40 to 45, and then goes into Revelation, and it's very sound, and I say that not with any kind of pride or